The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's a hump day. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It is Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. This is the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket online at WTK.com. Coming up on the show, we'll get to the recruiting roundup at around 7:45. Yesterday was a big offer day for the Michigan football team. Yes, they did offer a seventh grader. I think there's a little more to the story than just offering a quarterback who is in seventh grade. But we will get to the recruiting roundup, and Sam will talk about some of the offers that went out yesterday and give you the latest and greatest in Michigan football and or basketball recruiting. Definitely hitting on the football side of things this morning, coming up at around 7:45. One of my favorite interviews on campus is going to be joining us this morning, calling in at around 8:25, Michigan men's and women's swimming and diving coach Mike Bottom. He joins us. That's at 8:25, and he is going to preview for us, competition tomorrow afternoon, starts at 2 o'clock, but a competition tomorrow down in Bloomington, Indiana, the Michigan men's and women's swimming and diving teams, who are both highly ranked, are taking on Indiana's men's and women's swimming and diving teams, which are also both heavily ranked. So you look on the women's side of things, Michigan is number 2 in the country, Indiana is number 14. And on the men's side of things, Michigan is number 4 and Indiana is number 3. And they're going to be competing tomorrow down in Bloomington. I know JJ is going to appreciate this one. And Coach Bottom is always an interesting interview, always has some interesting things to say about his team and more. So looking forward to Coach Bottom joining us at 8:25 this morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket online at WTK.com. And, of course, it's a Wednesday, which means we will get to the midweek peak with Steve Clark coming up at 9:05. A programming note. For tomorrow's show, our regular 7:25 Thursday visitor, she started with the show. She started the regular appearances last week. Michigan women's gymnastics coach Bev Plocky. She's actually going to come in studio tomorrow at 7:25, and she's going to spend some time with Sam and talk about the week that was in women's gymnastics, which she always does. But this one, needless to say, is going to be a little bit of a different kind of conversation than we are used to having with Bev on Thursday when she joins us every week, and she will be in studio with us tomorrow here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket online at WTKA.com. So we're going to get to sports, obviously. I do want to talk a little bit of basketball, give you an update on what happened last night. It was not a great night in college basketball, but before we do that, warning, preparation, whatever you want to call it, it's slick outside. It is chilly. There was a layer of, it's not really a layer of ice because it's not like it's a thick sheet of ice, but there are definitely icy patches where it's like a glaze of ice can be on the roads. Where I saw it most notably were on the turns. Anywhere that I had to turn, almost all of my turns were a little bit slicker than normal, and so I took them slower than normal. Going around the Ellsworth and State Street Circle, took that one a little slower than normal because it's a little slick out there. I know Martin Van Dyke from our station down the hall, 107.1 FM. He just got in. He comes in from the Detroit area, and he had an interesting drive, to say the least, this morning. So please be careful out there. There is a winter weather advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning, and it's really about freezing drizzle that I guess could return once again. And if the freezing drizzle comes back, it obviously is going to cause more slickness out there. I don't expect it to come back. It's not necessarily showing up on the map, but it is slick out there. It is slippery out there. Please allow extra travel time wherever you're going this morning, a little extra safe distance between you and the car in front of you. Slow down on those turns, all those things that you need to do when the roads are slick. Because it's not like the snow where you kind of just truck through it. You almost need skates in spots. In other spots, it's just regular and it's fine. And most of you that are driving early this morning or on a road and you're questioning, what is he talking about? It's fine here. And in a lot of places, it is fine. But in a couple of places, not so much. So just to keep that, just to be advised. And since we are talking about weather, tomorrow night there's a slight chance, it looks like, of some light snow. Maybe we get an inch tomorrow. Saturday is the day where they're predicting more than that. It looks like Saturday, the forecast numbers have come down. It does look like we are expecting a little bit of snow coming up on Saturday here in southeast Michigan, and then going into next week. The thing that I noticed about the weekend is that we have some temperatures dropping down into the teens. So please be forewarned that the temperature drop that we expect at some point in time that hadn't quite happened yet here in January of 2019 is around the corner. So they're talking a little weather. I know it's not the maybe the most exciting topic of conversation, but it is an important one, especially this time of year here in southeast Michigan. And so we will do that. But now get to sports here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050. WTK, the ticket online at WTKA.com. Last night in the Big Ten in basketball, Purdue beat Rutgers. No surprise there. 89-54. They won the game going away. It was only, if you want to say only, it was only a 10-point game at the half. But Purdue in the second half outscores Rutgers 49-24. Rutgers now 1-5 in the league, falling to 8-8. As I mentioned, they actually were over 500 in non-conference play. Illinois was the only team in the league that was sub-500 in league play. But Rutgers is now, for the most part, back to being Rutgers. They're going to give a game here and there at home. I know they just beat their one win, I guess, was over Ohio State. They're going to get somebody like they did with Ohio State. They're going to get somebody at home, right? They got Ohio State a couple games ago, 64-61 at home. Now Ohio State in at the beginning of February is probably going to exact some revenge on that one. But they're going to get a couple teams at home here or there. Again, they're not a very good team. They did beat Miami on the road earlier in the year. But they're, you know, when they host Northwestern and Nebraska over the next few games, you know, maybe they'll give them games, but they're not going to win those games. When they go to Penn State, they're not going to win that game. Rutgers basketball, their best chances for wins, they go to Illinois. They don't host Illinois, so they go to Illinois. Rutgers basketball may be running out of wins, and they got routed last night by Purdue, 89-54. So it was not a good night in the Big Ten last night. It starts to ramp up a little bit more tonight before we get to tomorrow night, because tomorrow night you've got one game at 8 o'clock on FS1, and it's a big one in the Big Ten, especially for January 17th. You have Michigan State, 6-0 in the league, at Nebraska, 3-3 in the league, and Nebraska trying to hold serve at home and trying to maintain, you know, just those three early losses in conference play as they're starting to play better basketball. These are the kind of games that if they win – you know, obviously from the Michigan State perspective, they're trying to remain undefeated in the league and remain in the top 10, that kind of thing. From a Michigan perspective, you're trying to remain alone undefeated. So if you see Michigan State lose, you're not going to be all that upset about it. From Nebraska's perspective, they, with those three early losses, they put themselves in a little bit of a bind. But as everyone starts to beat each other up, if they can pick up some really key wins, like a win on Thursday night, tomorrow night at home against Michigan State, that goes a long way. But tonight in the Big Ten, it's actually both teams on the road, because as we said, playing on the road can be, and for a lot of teams is more difficult. And you have Iowa going on the road at Penn State. And to give you an idea, it's an even line. Now, I'm not a huge guy when it comes to gambling, but it kind of gives you an idea of what people are thinking about the game. And it's an even line with Iowa at Penn State tonight at 7 o'clock. So Iowa, again, another one of those 3-3 teams that put themselves in a little bit of a hole early on in Big Ten play, and they're trying to dig out of that hole, and a road win at Penn State would help. Penn State 0-6 now in the Big Ten, but they're at home. They've got, you know, two or three guys on that team that are good players. They don't have enough after that necessarily to win, and Iowa's playing good basketball. But if Penn State can just slow Iowa down, his transition defense for Penn State's going to be key in that game. Iowa likes to play so quickly and get up shots, and they've got some really good players obviously that can do that. So the key for Penn State, on one end, make your shots, and I'm not saying that in the oversimplistic, if you make a lot of shots you win the game because you'll score points, more on the, if you're making shots, it's like if you're at the free throw line for two, make the second, because the more makes you have, the slower you can force Iowa to be. And that's the point. It's the more misses you have, the more turnovers you have, the more opportunities Iowa has to get out and play quick, and you want to slow them down. So the more you can if you're not making shots and you turn the ball over, dead ball turnovers, right? Turnovers that go out of bounds. So if you have an errant pass but it goes out of bounds, if you commit a traveling violation, not that they call those a whole lot, except for maybe on Charles, a three-second call that they never call, right? But those kind of things that can slow you down. So it's not about just made baskets. It's about dead ball turnovers, things that can that force Iowa to inbound the ball against a set Penn State defense. That's going to give Penn State their best chance to win the game tonight. That game's at 7 o'clock on BTN. At 9 o'clock on BTN, Minnesota at Illinois. And for this one, which is another one of those, Minnesota on the road, just a one-point favorite despite being 13-3 on the season and 3-2 in Big Ten play. Illinois looking for their first win in conference play at 0-5 so far. Illinois, as we saw, at 4-12, they are not a very good basketball team as far as finishing, right? They're going to make you play ugly. They're going to go into some zone. They're going to play some really aggressive, extended man-to-man defense, and they're going to give you fits. And the question is, how does Minnesota respond when they go on the road? And it's just a big game. And what it turns out to is these are big games because you need to beat the teams below you in the standings if you want to be a team that elevates in the standings, essentially. And so for a 3-2 team in Minnesota, a 3-3 team in Iowa, these are games you need to go on the road and win. I wouldn't be saying it any differently, or I didn't say it any differently about the Illinois game for Michigan, right? You know, they're an undefeated team, so you don't want to pick up a bad loss as your first loss. You know, it's different talking about, say, Michigan State going to Nebraska, but if you're Michigan going to an Illinois or you're Michigan going to a Penn State, these are games that, same thing. You need to beat those teams on the road. And the same can be said for Iowa tonight at Penn State. The same can be said for Minnesota tonight, because if they take care of business, I mean, holding serve at home and then winning some games on the road is how you rise up the standings in probably any college conference. You need to the more you can hold serve at home, the better off you're gonna be. Which is one of the things that's really gotten to Wisconsin this year, is they've actually gotten upended at home. And when Michigan goes there on Saturday for a game, the Kohl Center, which is usually such a difficult place to play, has surrendered some losses in league play and surrendered some losses this year. So it is not quite as difficult of a place to go. But you look at the Big Ten going into the second half of the week, and you have Michigan and Michigan State both 6-0. You have Maryland at 6-1, a half a game back. Purdue now at 4-2, starting to pick up a little bit, play a little basketball, good basketball. Part of it is who they're playing as well, but they're now 4-2 and alone in that spot right now in fourth place. Minnesota at 3-2, trying to tie Purdue. Nebraska at 3-3, along with Indiana, Wisconsin, and Iowa, right? Iowa's trying to get that win to get their fourth win. You're trying to separate from the pack. Anytime you can get an opportunity when you're clustered together, and throw an Ohio State at 2-3, because that's where the division line is. It's four teams at the bottom, at 1-5, 0-5, and 0-6 in the league, Northwestern, Rutgers, Illinois, and Penn State. That's where your first dividing line is. You then have the Ohio State at, you have Ohio State at 2-3. You have Iowa at 3-3, along with Wisconsin, Indiana, and Nebraska. Minnesota's at 3-2, and Purdue's at 4-2. That's your next dividing line. Those teams are all fighting each other. The question is, will there be movement out of that group, up or down? And in order for anyone in that group, like Purdue or Minnesota, to move up, the teams at the top have to lose, and that's Michigan, Michigan State undefeated, and Maryland with one loss. They have to lose in order to allow teams that are below them to come back in the pack. And so for the teams that are at 3-3, you want to try to stay as close as you can to the pack. Losing a game on the road like tonight at Penn State, or losing on the road tonight at Illinois, you lose a little bit from that being in that pack. That makes these all big games. Every game in the Big Ten, I think, is going to turn out to be pretty big this year. As we keep saying, sounds like we're repeating ourselves, because we are, because it's that kind of a year in the Big Ten Conference. So there's that on the conference side of things. And if you're watching basketball tonight, if you're watching basketball last night, tonight, are there any good games tonight? Kansas State, Oklahoma is a decent game. That's not a great night tonight in college basketball, more of a night to watch some Big Ten. But last night, Virginia beat Virginia Tech 81-59, so it was not a very close game. It was a dominant first half by Virginia. And what I thought about more than anything else, because there's not the results last night, nothing to really Wake Forest did upset NC State, so there was that down in the ACC. And you did have LSU beat Ole Miss on the road 83-69 in the SEC, so a couple of good wins for those teams. But for that game last night, the top game of the night, number 4 Virginia, number 9 Virginia Tech, which turned into a blowout, I wanted to go watch it on TV. But as I said here on the show yesterday, it was on ACC Network. ACC has the worst TV contract. The worst TV contract. Now, thankfully, the ACC Network is a part of the ESPN package, so you can watch it on the ESPN app, so I can watch it on my phone. But I kind of like watching games on my TV as opposed to on my phone. I like the bigger screen. And It was not on TV last night. So I had to watch it on my phone. The ACC has the worst TV contract. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. So there's your recap of basketball last night. Tonight, more of a Big Ten night than anything else. But obviously a lot of football news as scholarship offers are going out. The Michigan coaches are on the road. And it was so well received yesterday. We played for you a chunk of my conversation from Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast, with Jack Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, and new OC Josh Gattis. So I'm going to play not all of it, but I'm going to play more of it for you next here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.